What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following podcast contains audio extracted from videos on the Harry Potter Theory YouTube channel. Hey everyone, welcome to another installment of Harry Potter Theory. The world of Harry Potter is rife with magical mysteries and hidden connections, but one particular enigma has left fans puzzled for years. In the third installment of the series, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, an unexpected name appears on the infamous Marauder's map, Newt Scamander. This surprising revelation has sparked countless theories and speculations among fans, all attempting to unravel the mystery behind Newt's appearance on the map. Today, we're going to dive into the most intriguing theories that attempt to explain why the renowned magizoologist, known for his adventures in the Fantastic Beasts series, would find himself on the map of Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry during Harry's time there. I've done a video on this in the past, but it was significantly less developed with fewer theories. It was also 4 years ago, so I'm excited to take a look at this topic again. Let's dive in. The werewolf issue. How, you might be wondering, do werewolves have anything to do with Newt Scamander showing up at Hogwarts? Well, hear me out. In the same year that Newt Scamander can be seen on the map, Remus Lupin began his posting as the Defense Against the Dark Arts professor at Hogwarts. In my eyes, Remus Lupin was unquestionably the best Defense Against the Dark Arts professor. He had a vast knowledge of the Dark Arts and how to defend against them, but he was also an excellent teacher. He knew how to impart his knowledge onto others in a productive way, balancing both theory and practical application to ensure that, when the time came, his students would be able to implement the magic he taught. But here's the issue. Remus Lupin was a werewolf. And what is Newt Scamander's affiliation with werewolves? Well, he actually happened to be the founder of the official werewolf registry in 1947, a list of all known werewolves in Great Britain. The stigma in the wizarding world surrounding werewolves is immense, and from the moment you contract lycanthropy, it is almost certain that you will never be treated the same. Because of this, lycanthropes will often need to live a very solitary, lonely existence, as allowing people to become close to you only puts their lives in danger. Because of the perceived danger to those around them, many werewolves are asked to voluntarily submit their name to the werewolf registry. However, few elected to put their names down on the registry, as it only made their lives more difficult. Lupin's name did not appear on the registry, and that's why there was such an outcry from parents when the truth finally came out at the end of Prisoner of Azkaban. However, despite all of this, Lupin's hirer, Dumbledore, was aware of the fact that Lupin was a werewolf. Here's what I think may have happened. Dumbledore, fully aware of Remus's condition, but entirely willing to hire him, decided to consult with his old friend, Newt Scamander, who worked for the Department for the Regulation and Control of Magical Creatures. By contacting Newt, he hoped to gain a better understanding of werewolves and what risks hiring Remus might have posed the students of Hogwarts. Because Newt valued Dumbledore's friendship and owed him a lot, he never exposed Dumbledore's actions to the ministry, but did warn Dumbledore that he would have to keep careful watch of Remus. This explains his presence on the Marauder's map. However, as we all know, things invariably go wrong and Remus ends up transforming into a werewolf on the Hogwarts grounds. We also know that it's inevitably leaked to parents that a werewolf is teaching their kids. Although Snape is often credited for leaking this information, it's entirely possible that Newt may have contributed as well, particularly as it would have been his duty as head of the werewolf registry. This time tomorrow, the owls will start arriving from parents. They will not want a werewolf teaching their children, Harry. And after last night, I see their point. I could have bitten any of you. That must never happen again. Visiting Dumbledore. Despite being expelled from Hogwarts, Newt was a favourite of then-Transfiguration teacher and now headmaster, Albus Dumbledore. After Newt's book was published, Dumbledore even went so far as to write a raving review. Newt's masterpiece had been an approved textbook at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry ever since its publication, and must take a substantial amount of credit for our students' consistently high results in Care of Magical Creatures examinations. Yet, it is not a book to be confined to the classroom. No wizarding household is complete without a copy of Fantastic Beasts, well thumbed by the generations who have rifled its pages in search of the best way to rid the lawn of hawk lumps, interpret the mournful cries of the augury, or cure their pet Puffskin of drinking out of the toilet. Despite Newt's expulsion from Hogwarts, Newt and Dumbledore always remained very close, particularly as Dumbledore vehemently tried to prevent him from being expelled. They had quite a deep friendship, so it makes sense that Newt would go to visit an old friend. His book was even part of the Hogwarts curriculum. This segues perfectly into my next theory. Delivery. Given that Newt's book, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, was an approved part of the Hogwarts curriculum and integral to the Care of Magical Creatures class, it stands to reason that Newt may have simply been delivering copies of his books to the school. Sure, I know he's the author and that he doesn't have to deliver books. I also know that he would have been quite old at this stage. But many authors take great pride in their works, and it may have been an opportunity for Newt to kill two birds with one stone, delivering some of his books while visiting his old stomping ground. Glitch. One rather straightforward theory on this topic suggests that it was simply a glitch or anomaly in the Marauder's map that caused it to briefly display the name of Newt's commander. The map, despite its intricate enchantments and advanced magical nature, may not always provide completely accurate and real-time information, and the appearance of Newt's name could be attributed to a technical malfunction or a temporary oversight within the map's functioning. The Marauder's Map, originally created by Remus Lupin, Sirius Black, Peter Pettigrew, and James Potter, is a complex magical artifact that relies on meticulous enchantments and a deep understanding of magic. It allows the user to track the movements of individuals within the grounds of Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. The magic used in the map's creation is advanced and impressive. It includes the Homunculus Charm, enabling the possessor of the map to track the movements of every person in the castle, and it was also enchanted to forever repel, as insultingly as possible, the curiosity of their nemesis, Severus Snape. However, what we do have to remember is that this map, fueled by highly advanced magic, was created by a group of school-aged children. Powerful though they were, the Marauders were still comprised of a bunch of wizards in their youth. Furthermore, by the time Newt's name appeared on the map, it was nearly 20 years old. Technically speaking, the map has a lot of moving parts. It's highly complex, and it stands to reason that after 20 years, it may have started to cause problems. Buckbeak. The next theory is that Newt was on the Hogwarts grounds to help save Buckbeak. One of the key events of the Prisoner of Azkaban was the execution of Buckbeak the Hippogriff. Buckbeak was sentenced to death after attacking Draco Malfoy during his first Care of Magical Creatures lesson, where Malfoy provoked him. Hagrid later explains to Harry, Ron, and Hermione that Buckbeak's death sentence was carried out without a trial and was issued by the Ministry of Magic's Committee for the Disposal of Dangerous Creatures. However, it's worth noting that Buckbeak was not a dangerous creature. He just had an unfortunate altercation with a student that was showing him disrespect. As a key event in the Prisoner of Azkaban, it makes perfect sense that Buckbeak's imminent execution would draw Newt's attention. First of all, Newt had a profound love for all magical creatures. Secondly, Newt's own mother happened to be a breeder of hippogriffs, adding a more personal touch to the situation. And lastly, Newt did not believe in the injustice that was the execution of Buckbeak. Newt's belief that magical creatures are not inherently dangerous, but rather react to mistreatment, would motivate him to travel to Hogwarts and defend Buckbeak. With his dedication to the welfare of magical creatures, it is reasonable to assume that Newt would make every effort to prevent the unjust execution, leading to his appearance on the Marauder's Map. Rolf's Commander. Remember Luna Lovegood? Well, in later life, she actually went on to become a rather famous magizoologist, just like Newt. And what set her off on this career path? Well, I suspect it may have been inspired by her social interactions with a boy named Rolf. Because you see, Rolf, who happened to be studying at Hogwarts around the same time as her, was actually the grandson of Newt's Commander and poor Pentina Goldstein. Interestingly enough, Luna actually went on to marry Wolf's commander, Newt's grandson. It has been expressed that for their wedding, Luna dressed in typical eccentric Luna fashion, sporting a rainbow dress and tiara with unicorn horns. They even went on to have a couple of kids, Lawson and Lysander. Anyway, my point is this. Given that Rolf was within a couple of years at Luna at Hogwarts, it stands to reason that Newt may have simply been paying a visit to his grandson. And that's it for this video. If you enjoyed it, please like the video and subscribe to the channel. Also, if you want more content, be sure to check out my second channel, Harry Potter Theory Extra. Until next time, remember, it does not do to dwell on dreams and to forget to live.